Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Before you hand a microphone to someone, you don't hand the microphone and then put the hand sanitizer on. I shouldn't have to tell you these things. Wasn't that a nice tune? Oh, that was a sweet. Is it faster to Milwaukee by bus than what? Rob, you trying to get to Milwaukee? Maybe he's on the way. Rob?
Back
there. I don't understand the essence of your question, Rob. It sounds philosophical, almost. Is it faster to Milwaukee by bus? What do you mean by that, fella? Rob?
Well, actually, it was my ploy to get you to pick me, because I figured
we pick this, isn't it? You know, if I had, it was the first thing on top.
I figured it would be your mind that would immediately gravitate to that, so that's why I got that question.
So faster than what?
Really, there's no...
Okay, you're wasting my time. You're wasting my time, Rob. I could be on my way to Milwaukee by now with that. What kind of impact do you think Google Glass will have on society, culture? Well, I'm glad you asked. I've thought long and hard about it, and I would say none. Okay. All right. I wouldn't wear them. They look stupid, you know? They think they're so... I mean, that's a little obviously cool, isn't it, to wear Google Glass, walk around with a little, whatever that is, a little light thing around one of your lenses? Because people wear Ray-Bans and stick something on there, like a little mini flashlight or something, and say, look, look at me. Ray-Ban glass. I don't think so. Anyone who here would wear Google Glass? And why do they call them singular instead of plural? Is it a monocle? All right, let's applaud if you want to be a Google Glass explorer. What's the matter with you? Why would you want to do that?
Well, definitely to be cool.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with them?
Run into a fence or something, probably.
I mean, you wear them while driving and eating and sleeping and...
I don't think so, because you are reading the internet the whole time you're doing it.
So you're just sitting in a chair somewhere with your Google Glass, with your computer on your face. That's so cool. I mean, it's better than sticking your head in your phone like this, which is kind of gets old, right? And you get carpal tunnel, and you get carpal neckle tunnel. You get these vertebrae right here, from doing this all the time. But I think it's... What do you think?
Whatever.
Okay. Very well put.
I'm very articulate.
Yes, you are. And do they come and buy Googles? For those of us who need a near Google and a far Google? All right. What are you doing to celebrate 420? I don't know. I'll see. Okay. Let's see here now. Did your kids ever go to camp Interlaken? I'm going for my first time, and any advice? Hannah, age 8, you're going to Interlaken. Hi, dear. That's exciting. When are you going? I'm getting there. Here, you come down this way, because you get down this way fast, and you'll meet me more than halfway. What?
June 19th.
June 19th. Cool. Is it a music camp, a band camp, or?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you play?
Well, it's a camp. That you can like go water skiing and other stuff.
Oh, there's no music involved?
I don't know.
Oh, Interlaken is music though, isn't it usually?
Overnight camp.
Oh, the Jewish kids don't play instruments? I guess if they don't have to, they won't do it. Do you play an instrument though?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Which one do you play a lot?
The piano.
There you are now. We've got a little snippet that we recorded earlier of you in the living room. It's very good. You take lessons?
Yeah.
Play anything else too?
Guitar.
Really? Yeah. And you sing as well?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. And so this is exciting. No, I've never been. I have no advice here because I never went to camp once in my life. when I was a kid. You know, other kids would go to camp. Yes, that's my point. Exactly. I was trying to get that. You know, and I went to, there was a day camp at Sherman School in the parking lot. They let us put up a tent, but we had to be home by 3. So. That was sad, but this is a real camp.
Yeah.
Cool. You get to camp out, and how does that work there? Tents or anything?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's really cool. That's like an honor to get that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Hannah. Have a great time. She's going to Interlochen camp. Little Hannah. Oh, I'm glad I didn't do your other question. How do girls have babies? My answer is even worse for that one. Hopefully they don't, you know. Okay. Maury is here from Half Moon Bay. Where's Maury from Half Moon Bay? Oh, that, you know, that makes sense. That would be you, Maury, from Half Moon Bay. Stand up there, Maury. Okay, oh, I'll come your way. I'll come your way. I'll come to you. Now back up a little bit. Wait, back up a little bit. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Enjoying myself.
Half Moon Bay, isn't that the big nude beach down there?
There's a nude beach up at the north end, but I haven't been there in a while.
North end or south end?
Center.
Nude beach, center. Question.
I live right in town.
I mean, personally.
Oh, as far as my personal preferences? Yeah.
North beach, south beach?
Pretty straight. Pretty straight now.
Yeah. I don't mean that. I mean, as far as a nude beach, I don't care about your personal life. Eh? But happy 420, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Are you celebrating? Is it a tradition with you? Or?
I was actually celebrating yesterday. I found out you have the Friday fish fries. I'm kind of into that Wisconsin tradition.
You know, I don't get that. Don't they have fish fries everywhere else? Because people come here and say, fish fries on Friday? How'd you think of that? I mean, what the heck do you do on Friday? You have a fish fry. Is it?
I think it's a lot. It has to do with Wisconsin. Yeah, and the lakes. And the
well, we only eat them once a week, you know, so it might as well be Friday. I don't care that much for it. I like a walleye. You ever have a walleye?
Oh, I had a walleye this morning. I had the rest of my walleye for a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, you had a walleye left over?
Left over from yesterday.
Never had leftover walleye my whole life, I swear. It's a good fish, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Went there.
But you have to spear them on the reservation to get one. That's the only problem.
I only caught them with a hook. And a lure, okay. You know.
Well, better not try that, as I'm saying. It's illegal.
Yeah. Maybe netting them would work, too.
Oh, you can blow them up. M80, get you a couple. You got to have a timer on them because they got to blow up near the bottom there where they're walleyeing, you know, on the bottom. They like to look.
Boston.
Here's my invitation to walleye. Pretty good. Pretty good one, I thought.
Oh, you were really, your eyes were really walling there.
Yeah, and so what do you do out there before you stop doing anything in Half Moon Bay?
Now I just pretty much do whatever I want.
You surf out there? I mean, is that a surfing area?
No, I like to go fishing, go out in the boats, go fishing. And
you fish from the board, maybe?
Fish from the board. Some of this is going over my head.
No, I mean not from your surfboard, because you're Californian, you're a fisherman, so I don't know how they do that.
Never did surfing.
Board out there and fish?
The one time when I was a kid, I went surfing, and I ran over some guy's board, and he got mad at me, so I gave it up.
With your car or with your board?
With my board. I went sideways over his board, and that was the end.
Crossing boards. It's among men. That's known as crossing boards. We try not to do it. Because we're men. We're men. Gosh darn it. Very nice to meet you. And what are you doing here in town?
Handyman services for my friend for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me. What are you doing here in town, though? Handyman services for your friend?
Yeah.
Hi.
So, Stephanie.
He's doing handyman services for you? What does that entail?
Baseboards, sanding, changing the chandelier, hanging ceiling fans.
Are you sure that's the extent of it?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Handyman, nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. Very nice. Handyman. Say, could you use a handyman?
Oh, no, I'm capable.
You won that exchange. Downton Abbey, I don't get that. Are you busy June 15th in the afternoon? 15th, oh yeah, heck. After, in the afternoon? Oh, my morning, isn't that funny? What? Oh, no, I have till about 10 I have some time. On the 15th, June 15th. Yeah, God, I wish I did. Well, what's going on?
Chris and Shauna are getting married on June 15th.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, it's we met on a on an island, after, an old a cruise, three-hour cruise, right? Right, right. Big wreck, snowstorm, didn't work out. I don't think I said Pacific. No, it was... do you remember the Vanna White Island? Vanna White Island?
Sounds great, though. June 15th, and where is the ceremony going to be?
Viroqua, Wisconsin, at the Ark.
And anybody can come? Is it a cash bar? Or
it's a cash bar.
Cash bar, okay. So bring your own booze if you're coming. But there'll be food, having a sit-down.
We've got hot dogs.
And Vanna White will be there as well, turning the cards and spinning whatever she does. Yeah. Well, congratulations. The best to our couple here in Viroqua. We're going to play the quiz because, gosh darn it, that's what we do. Excuse me. This is very nice, yeah. Like this, because this goes with that. You're fashionable, is what I'm saying. Let's see the hands of you this time. All right, because I saw you last time, and you look like you're trying to be cool about it, but you really want to do this. Either way, take your choice. Okay. Go to the right, go to the left. I don't know. People make too much of it, if you ask me. Oh, okay. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. What you doing these days?
I'm currently a student at UW-Madison. So.
UW-Madison, I've heard of it. What department are you in?
I'm in math and computer science. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that one department or two departments?
It's two departments. I'm more focused on the computer science than the math.
You're straddling both departments, but you're more computer than math?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cyborg almost, but you know.
And your name is?
Colin.
Colin, give me one good reason why you, from the computer and math department of the UW, should play the quiz.
My parents have listened to your show since I was little, and I used to fall asleep to your show while I was in the car. So.
Oh, I noticed you were dozing off there. You were doing that thing. Getting the con up there. Isn't that cute? We raised Colin, and we did a darn good job. We did a darn good job raising Colin. Got a lot of sleep. You're in your little nappy, your little diapy, your...
Yeah.
Can you remember my Uncle Michael coming on there? And
usually I would be awake for the quiz portion because that was the exciting portion.
Yeah. You know, like my daughter always says, I don't get it. Yeah. So I don't blame you. So my pad came off here. Just talk for a minute here. Tell us about yourself and how are your studies going?
Pretty good. I'm also a Madison's version of a house fellow or an RA in the residence hall. So.
Which one?
Trip Hall, so in the Lakeshore.
Trip, area. So well named. 420, know, right? Man. Are you going to be there for that?
It also has a house in it called High House, so that's kind of ironic.
High House
as well,
and Trip
so.
Is the place to be at 420, I'm thinking. Today, of all days.
I was supposed to be working this evening, but I kind of tried to. I took off, so I didn't have to deal with that whole 420 thing this
evening. Yeah,
so.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. My pad keeps coming off time. Can you talk to somebody who can do something about that for me, or can just send it into South Korea? Oh, God, it's me. So, and classes are going good? I mean,
pretty good.
What year are you now?
I'm a senior, so I'll be graduating this May.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Was it the right, is it a double major you have?
Yes.
Was it the right double major?
Considering I switched from like microbiology to computer science and math, it was kind of a big change.
That never happens.
I know.
That like never happens.
I couldn't stand chemistry. I did all right in it.
What didn't you like about chemistry?
I didn't want to sit in a laboratory, So I
guess
that's
gonna be a problem, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I decided I want to sit in front of a computer. So,
yeah, that's a lot healthier overall. But you must have known all this computer stuff beforehand.
I had never taken a programming course before the one I took in college. So there's this,
like, as a sophomore or something.
Yeah, actually, I took it my spring of my freshman year, yeah. And it was kind of nerve-wracking being in a class with like students who had been programming since they were six. Yeah.
Have you taken any courses in decision making?
Planning
a heading.
Strangely enough, I'm in that class my senior year, so kind of.
My life is a lot like yours. I actually just stumble over things and say, "Hey, that's cool," and that's sort of a way. But I don't recommend it usually. But you must have had this knack all along. And
I kind of like techie things, kind of nerdy.
You're always kind of geeky, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so. Cool. That's cool. That came in handy finally.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So
yeah, well, that's terrific. So what do you do then?
Then
after May.
After May. I got a job offer, actually, for when I graduate, so that's reassuring.
Yeah. Colin!
Thank you.
First guy ever to get a job coming out of college. It's amazing. That's a first. And can you say where it is? Or
It's in Chicago with a high-frequency trading company. So.
High-frequency?
Trading, so like stocks and equities and all that stuff. I don't really understand that portion of it because that's like economics.
It hasn't stopped you before. You're good at making stuff up as you go along. That's cool. That's really cool. So you'll be on what, the computer side of that?
Yeah, I'll be doing like software engineering for them. So designing the stuff that the traders, who are actually the really smart people, they're the ones that actually make the money, and then they pay me the money to like make the stuff that they're using. So.
Wow, that's really cool. That's magnificent. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What a guy. Sure you got on that lab in a hurry. That was perfect. Who would have thought, you know? Yeah. You're not going to find something like that in a lab.
Yeah, it was very coincidental, too, that I kind of got that offer, because I went to the career fairs that the university offers, and it was, like, one of the last booths or whatever that I was, like, handing my resume to, kind of in passing, like, yeah, sure, I got 5 minutes, I'll hand my resume. I'd never heard of the company before as well, so chance of luck, I guess.
Oh, fantastic. I'm very glad for you. All right, Colin, someone there calls in and plays along with you. Is that Sarah?
That's correct. Am I getting
that right?
Yep, you got it.
What am I leaving out?
The phone number.
Well, you could give that.
Yeah, sure, I can.
Yeah.
If people want to play the quiz, they dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And then you ask them a question.
Okay, the total number of Band-Aid-related injuries in the U.S. last year, within about 500,000 or so?
No, really? Okay.
Okay.
Half million.
Oh, we got a half million. The total number of Band-Aid-related injuries. Not necessarily, that's a brand, I know, but bandage-related.
Are those injuries that were covered by Band-Aids? Or?
No, they're injuries from removing the Band-Aid, for the most part. In the millions. Okay, or in at least a million. Anyhow, never mind. In Superior, Wisconsin. Hey, Greg.
Hello, sir.
How's your winter been up there?
White.
Yeah.
A lot of snow.
Good. Good word. Sums it up.
Yep.
Yep. Snow, white. Yeah. That's good. What racket are you in up there, Greg?
Truck driver.
Are you? Are you on the road now?
Yes, sir.
You are? You're on the road now?
Yes.
You're speaking on a telephonic device while driving a huge rig?
No, it's not handheld, though.
Oh, that's perfect, then. Where are you right now, Greg?
Headed back up, coming up on Black River Falls.
Oh, you already come back home?
Yes.
Okay. There's a good restaurant there, isn't there, somewhere in the Black River Falls? What is that one?
It's a Flying J, but it's a Denny's now, so it's not as good as it used to be.
Oh, no. They ruined it. The Flying J?
Yes.
Is it Denny's?
Yeah, it's a Denny's now, yeah.
That's a travesty.
Yes.
Is it true that you guys know all the good places to stop, or is that just an old wives' tale?
I've been doing it a long time, so yeah.
Yeah. So is there some place?
There's a good place to stop.
So if you don't go to, if the Flying J is no longer, then where do you go? You don't go to Denny's, right?
No, the Denny's is in the Flying J.
Oh, well, that's.
I go to Quick Trip truck stops from Wisconsin are good.
Quick Trip.
Yeah,
well, they make a nice hot dog.
Yeah. They got good. The ones that have restaurants are really good.
Oh, they are? Okay. I didn't even know about it. Here's the question, Greg. The total number of Band-Aid-related injuries in the U.S. last year, within 500,000?
$3 million.
Oh, no. Boy, you must be bad with a Band-Aid.
Well, yeah. That's when you're married as long as I have, you get, you know.
I'm sorry. That's way the heck high.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Bye.
Tom's on the line from Worcester. Worcester.
Hi,
Worcester. I forgot how to say it. It's been too long. How are you, Tom?
If you're not from Worcester, it's Worcester.
Yeah. It's Worcester, because I was there, and they said, it's not Worcester, it's Worcester. But I forgot, but I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. How are things in Worcester?
Things are fine in Worcester. We had a beautiful day yesterday at the 80s. Now it's back down to the 50s. Snow this morning.
You were in the 80s? I don't want to talk to you anymore, Tom. You said 80s?
80s.
Oh, man, that makes me sick. I can't hang one for that. That's not fair. All right, here's the question, Tom. Total number of Band-Aid-related injuries in the U.S. last year?
Within a half a million?
Half a million.
Oh, boy.
It's not a huge number, but it's a good number.
Let's go, I'll go 10%, 5 million.
You know, Tom, it's still high. All right, 5 million. Have it your way. I can't hurt him. He's been hurt enough. Couldn't do it to you, Tom. Doesn't matter what the answer is, really. It's just the questions brought us here. A million and a half is what I have there, but that's probably underreported anyhow, so it's probably more like 5. Because you hurt yourself, who calls that in?
Insurance purposes.
Yeah, for insurance purposes. Tom, what do you do out there, by the way?
Well, I work road construction.
You do? You're not working today.
Pardon?
You're not working today, are you?
No, we're already finished today.
Okay, good. Tom, Colin?
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Colin. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Colin's way smart, so you caught a break here.
I know.
It doesn't sound it, but it really is. What categories have we, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Tom, what do you have?
What do you say, Colin?
Probably things we should have learned in school.
All right.
Seems appropriate.
Okay, which one's the bug guy, the entomologist or the etymologist?
I believe he's the entomologist, don't you think, Colin?
Entomologist? I think so.
That's right. He's the bug guy. The other one is the word guy. Got to know who to go to.
One right, zero wrong.
And remaining?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Colin?
What do you think?
We should go with your wheelhouse, Colin.
Wait, what?
What's your wheelhouse?
We should go with your wheelhouse. Science.
Science? Sounds good.
Is that still your wheelhouse? I guess it would be. All right, the galaxy HFLS-3, about 13 billion light-years from Earth, currently holds the record for most stars produced in a year of any galaxy. Is that 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000 stars in a year produced by a single galaxy? In the Guinness Book.
Everybody knows this. Common knowledge.
Tom, do you happen to know this?
Are you a commentator all of a sudden?
What were the choices again?
1,000,
2,000, 3,000.
Could you repeat that?
No. I don't know.
1,000, 2,000, or
it's this galaxy that's 13 billion light years from Earth and produces an enormous number of suns or stars each year because it's way back towards the beginning of time. You've got to understand that.
Okay.
When I don't know the answer, I usually go with the middle one. So 2,000? Does that sound all right with you, Tom?
It sounds good to me.
No, I'm sorry. It's 3,000.
Oh.
3,000, yeah. Okay. All right. Don't worry.
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Get the score.
Oh, the score.
Yeah,
that's
they wait
one
for the score.
Right.
They're
and
right.
One wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay. And remaining, you said yes?
Our current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Tom, is your phone calling you?
Yes, but I'm ignoring it because I'm on the telephone with you.
Okay. Thanks, man. What do you want this time?
Want to try odds and ends?
Odds and ends it is. Now, when you say giant snail, do you mean big as a gnat, big as a hat, or big as a rat? The ones that are now invading Florida. The latest thing to invade Florida, the giant snails.
Well, I heard that they were the size of a turtle, so I would go
We don't have a turtle here.
What do you
we don't have
call?
A turtle.
Turtle's about the size of a rat, isn't it?
Has to be a gnat, a hat, or a rat.
Gnat, hat, or rat.
Dr. Seuss. This is my hats off to Dr. Seuss.
So is a turtle more the size of a hat or a rat?
Depends on the hat, depends on the rat. Norwegian rats are pretty big. I know that. Norwegian hats are pretty big, too, as I recall.
Tom, I failed on the last one, so...
So you're saying rat?
I was thinking rat.
He said rat. Tom, go with that?
I think rat sounds good.
Rat is good, yes. Big as a rat. And you step on him, you know it, I'll tell you that. What a squish that would be.
Oh. That's two right and one wrong.
That would be disgusting.
The shells are probably pretty, though. Two right, one wrong.
Slime in a shell, that's a snail.
And the remaining categories are current events, people, or places.
Okay.
How does current events sound, Tom?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, Colin.
Yeah. Let's see. You can't generalize, but the Mississippi man who sent the toxic ricin to the president was, in fact, A or an what? The individual who sent the ricin through the mail from Mississippi. Actually, you can't generalize about this type of person, but he was, in fact, an what?
And what?
And what? Meaning a vowel would follow that.
Right.
Of some sort.
Usually when you think of something like that, it's like anarchist or something like that. But
yeah, not in this case,
not
though.
Not in this case, though, okay.
A something.
A something.
Something, something, or... Adar. Something Adar. Personator. Something personator. Something impersonator, okay.
Elvis Wait. Impersonator?
No.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, you're thinking.
That's what the audience is yelling at me.
I can see why you get ahead so easily. You're an innovative guy. You said an Elvis impersonator, Tom. Did you hear that?
I heard it.
You go along with it?
I'm going along with it.
Elvis impersonator! A man Elvis impersonator.
Colin, when actual snow is no longer a falling, you can still delight in fluffy white stuff with InstaSnow, a handy portable test tube of high-tech powdered polymer that absorbs water and expands into pseudo-snow from thinkgeek.com. Tom, when you want to know what really happened to the dinosaurs, which country has the highest per capita ketchup consumption, forget Google and find the answer in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can prepare for that next exam, real or imagined, using a set of small ring-bound cards from Mindbinders, and later kick back, with What Do You Know, the party game, including the always agreeable Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Colin, nice work.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. You sounds like you don't need it. Tom, hang on for a second. We'll get that to you. Thanks for playing. Pleasure.
Thank you.